The TSA in Atlanta has announced plan on 2 to 3 hour waits so that you can have your experience with fighting terrorism. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. We don't use terrorism. Fighting man-caused disasters. But in fact, I happen to believe that this has nothing to do with terrorism. It has everything to do with security theater. One of the people who has shared recently his experiences with the TSA is James Bovard, who writes about social public policy issues, I should say, and social issues as well. It's a great piece at USA Today not long ago. Jim, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 106.7.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So what happened when your recent encounter? Well, here's the headline. My two intimate relations with the TSA. What happened?
Well, I was flying back from Portland, Oregon on Thanksgiving morning, and I got there plenty early to the airport, 2 hours actually, which I guess is mandatory now in Atlanta. And so I, instead of going through the whole body scanner, I wasn't in the mood to have a naked photograph of myself taken. So the thing I did is opt for a pat-down instead. And, you know, it's the usual thing of some, of some overfed guy kind of running his hands up and down. And it was usual rigmarole. But the thing that was different was that as soon as he finished, he went and put his glove to an explosive trace detector and said that I'd tested positive for an explosive alert.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like I'd been spending the previous days at the shooting range, and I hadn't been hanging around people that were launching missiles. So I said, well, I asked what the positive alert was for, what sort of explosive. He said, well, I don't know, it's a code. I said, okay. And I said, so how often do you get false alerts on this machine? He said, that's classified. Everything's classified. So then what happened was what he did is summon two other TSA agents, mm-hmm. and these three guys marched me to what they call a private security room behind closed doors. And then I got a much more vigorous pat-down where there was one guy yanking on my shirt like he thought it was Superman's cape. And so I said, shall I take this shirt off? No, keep it on. And he's, you know, and he's pawing everything, and he starts pawing my shirt pocket. He says, what's in there? And so I reached in there. I pulled out half a peanut. And he said, oh, okay. And he was very suspicious. And so he moved his hand to the other pocket, and he said, what's in there? So I reached in there and found a little ball of lint. You know, the three of these guys are standing there and asking me questions about what were you doing in Oregon. So I thought, well, I was here to make a speech about how the government violates people's liberties. You know, and okay, it was all kind of comical at that point. But the final part was that this guy decided he had to check my groin. And basically what he did was take his palm and grind it into the push it into my groin several times. I'm trying to figure out what the proper words are here for family radio.
Thank you.
But it was, you know, it was almost like he was trying to turn the family jewels into a pancake.
On our menu. I just want you to know. We're talking, by the way, to Jim Bovard. Find him on the web. He's on Twitter at Jim Bovard. He also has a great website, jamesbovard.com. And so the grinding proceeds apace, and then what happens, Jim?
That was something he did for three times, and then he finally said, I guess you can go because we didn't find any explosives. And I had said once he started grinding, I said, did you want me to drop the pants? No, keep them on. You know, and I don't know if, you know, I don't know if these guys were sadists or because – they certainly did seem to enjoy that part of it, but it's a power trip. And as you said at the start, it's security theater. It does nothing to keep us safe. We have these devastating lines in Atlanta and many other places, and it doesn't keep people safe because the vast majority of travelers pose no threat. But TSA has this mindset that it needs to treat everybody as if they're a ticking time bomb.
Right.
And the agency has never been willing to use rational standards for risk assessment. And the fundamental problem is that the TSA never pays any price for shafting passengers because you're having thousands of people every day whose days and flights or whatever completely screwed up because of government snafus. Government never has to pay a cent. You got sovereign immunity. That's the fundamental problem with federalizing airport security, because the government never has to compensate anybody for the wrong it does to them.
Well, let's stop right there, because in Atlanta, you would think, Jim, that in a red state like Atlanta, a pro-business state like Atlanta, that there would be an openness to privatizing airport security. And as you know, one of the few things that the Republican Congress has done that's worth doing is they included in the Homeland Security TSA plan the ability for airports to opt out and say, we're just going to do this ourselves. And yet there's almost no pressure to do it. Even here in Atlanta, where people are hearing right now, holy crap, I've got to leave now for my 2 p.m. flight.
Literally.
Why do you think it is that there's not more pressure on the airports to opt out of TSA and to do this right?
Well, there has been pressure. TSA has done a lot of arm twisting to block airports from opting out and using. I mean, TSA has done a lot of stuff that was probably underhanded or worse. And so it's not like you've got a real free choice. I mean, the feds have really tried to slant the playing field on this. And yet,
Let me run another idea by you. And that is that right across the top of your website, you have citizens should distrust politicians who distrust freedom. But which I don't know if that's a quote from you or from somebody else.
But my
problem is I think we have more and more citizens who distrust freedom that they are more than happy. And I think it's part of the trend that's, whether it's Bernie Sanders' opposition of economic freedom. You can't have people just spending their money out there. There's 42 kinds of deodorant. We got to cut that out. Or whether it's Donald Trump and his, we can't have people just have whatever religion they want and beliefs. And we got to straighten these people out. I think that we are in an anti-freedom moment. And that if you told citizens we're going to fire these obvious incompetent TSA people and hire private security, I think they would, if they felt strongly either way, Jim, I think they would object.
Well, I don't know what the numbers are, but standing in TSA lines, it's a great inkblot test for how people feel about freedom, as you said, because most of the time if I'm in those lines, I'm chatting people up, what do you think of this? Isn't this a bunch of BS? And there's always some people, well, I'm just glad that they keep me safe. I'm thinking like, okay, so there was a book I did about a decade ago entitled Attention Deficit Democracy. Mm-hmm. And this is what we have, and this is part of the reason the TSA has been able to maintain all its power, is because most people are not paying attention, and government has frightened a lot of people into submission. I mean, I am shocked that there's not been a far greater pushback from the pat downs that TSA does. I mean, women especially. I mean, it was uncomfortable for me. For a woman, it's a heck of a lot worse because it's a much more sensitive topic.
And
for
not
them.
Only that, but TSA agents have been caught using the instant porn machine that they have there. Sending certain people through the machine, making sure that they get that image. We've already had these guys caught it. And, of course, TSA agents are caught all the time stealing from people. We know that that's a common activity. And then, of course, the big one, Jim, 90% of the time that the testers send through banned stuff, it gets through. 90%. So you've got a perv problem, you've got a theft problem, and then you've got 90% incompetence, and yet the American people lay on the ground and say, kick me again, kick me again. I just don't understand it.
Well, I think most of the folks are not paying close enough attention. It was it was fascinating to see the response from that Inspector General report you mentioned that came out last June. It was leaked. It was not published. But showed that the undercover Inspector General testers got bombs and mock explosives past TSA agents 95% of the time. Mm-hmm. And so, it's not 100%, but it's really hard to imagine a worse screw up. And it was fun to see how the TSA tried to spin that. They were kind of saying, well, it wasn't really fair because the bombs were hidden really well. And I'm thinking, again,
because the terrorist is going to put, it's going to be, here are my shoes, here's my razor, here's my bomb, here's my C4. This is going to be right out. They're not going to try to hide it. Look, we're way over time. I got to go, but I got one last thing for you. There are a lot of people objecting right now to our claim that this is simply security theater, that it accomplishes nothing. I think the 95% number you just gave did that. But I had to fly out of Atlanta last week. And sure enough, the line was all the way. You don't know the airport, but the people listening will. It was through the atrium. It was out into the food court. You could order food at one end of the line, eat the entire meal, and tip the waiter by the time you got to the front. And so what they did, because the line was so big, is they just opened the security area. They turned off the instant porn machines and just let you walk through the metal detector. You didn't have to take your computer out of your bag. You didn't have to take your shoes off. Didn't have to empty your pockets. It was just like it was in the good old days. You just walked through a metal detector and got on the airplane. That's their solution, Jim. Is this security that they claim is saving our lives? They simply end it when the line gets too long, and then once they get caught up, then they put this much-needed groping. Nobody got groped, Jim. We all were able to use the metal detector without getting groped like you did. Doesn't that prove that this is all a scam?
Absolutely. I mean, and it doesn't make any sense with these whole-body scanners. Some studies show that they're not able to perceive C4 explosives.
Right.
So this is real basic. But no, I mean, There is no reason not to use those old-fashioned metal detectors, because the whole-body scanner just screw everything up and violate people's rights, and you have the enhanced pat-downs, and it's like it's not like squeezing butts makes us safe.
But it is a fun way to spend your spare time, particularly if you're Donald Trump. Jim Bovard, thanks so much for joining us. 844-404-1067. TSA, total stupidity always. Is it time to get rid of the TSA? Yes or no? 844-404-1067. Is it time for the Atlanta airport to take advantage of their right to throw out the TSA? Or do you think that they're doing the best job they can do and that the problem is the passengers? 844-404-1067. You tell me. I'm Michael Graham.